This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Donald Trump doesn't fight wars that he can't win. That's why when he picked the fight with the media, everybody was like, oh my gosh, man, what's he going to do? He's calling them fake news. What do you call them? Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. He picked the fight with the Democrats. Do you think Donald Trump is going to lose? Well, let me give you the answer. No. He won in 2016 against all odds, against a militarized Obama administration that used every trick in the book to make sure he would never be president. So bold that Barack Obama stated it many times. Donald Trump ain't never going to be president. All of Hollyweird believed it. All the left believed it. Hillary believed it. Everybody believed it on the left, and many of you on the right, up until the moment where Donald Trump won by 302 electoral votes or whatever the number was. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Donald Trump doesn't start wars. He doesn't believe he can win. He's a pragmatist. Doesn't mean he wins them all. He loses a few battles, but let me tell you, he generally will win the war. Democrats, remember this. They wanted Donald Trump to blast Iran. In fact, when they said, when he got elected, they told you he was a warmonger, and he got his opportunity. Yeah, they shot down a drone. Democrats hoped that Trump would overreact and blast Iran into next week, but he sniffed out the ruse and instead he provided a measured response. What would Obama have done? Probably sent the Iranians a few billion dollars in the middle of the night, because it certainly wouldn't have been out of character. And then the left would have praised in the high heaven. They shot down our drone. You remember this? If Trump were dealing with sane people, people that were on his side, they would laud the response that he did. Remember, Donald Trump chose not to kill 150 people as generals speculated that he would, and he might possibly injure many more people. That was a presidential decision. But not for the lunatic leftists that,
oh, he did. What was your response? He didn't respond, whatever.
Believe it or not, the Democrats at that time, they goaded Trump. Some, in effect, called him a chicken for not attacking Iran. They attacked the man that they accused of being a warmonger for not going to war. And you know why Trump said he's not going to do it? You shot down a drone. It's not worth killing 150 people over a piece of military hardware. I will get my opportunity to get you. They goaded him. They wanted Donald Trump to go to war over a drone so that they could then say, look, he's unhinged. An attack on Iran at that time would have been an attack on Trump. Democrats would have sided with Iran. And you can bet the media stood ready to show the carnage if he had dropped the bomb on Iranians over the shooting down of a drone. I wouldn't have been surprised if CNN had war correspondents on the ground with pre-staged bodies covered in bloody sheets. I even quipped, check the visas of some Hollyweird special effects artists who are going, who got their stamps for Iran. But Trump didn't bite. Instead, he launched a cyber attack. He supposedly shut down Iran's missile systems. Do you remember this? Anybody? Anybody producers? Do you guys recall this? Yeah, this is why I'm doing what I'm doing here. To remind you of this. It was a lesson to teach the rogue regime something that they better understand clearly. If we want to attack you, you won't have the ability to defend yourselves. Donald Trump didn't attack folks. He just warned them. He acted presidential. People,
oh, Donald Trump needs to act presidential.
He saw a drone. They shot down our drone. Remember when they shot down our drone under Obama, and then they took pictures with it, and they stole the technology, blah, blah, blah. Let me tell you, whatever technology is flying in the air today, we got better technology waiting in the wings. But Barack Obama didn't go get it back. Barack Obama didn't do any response. Barack Obama sent the world's leader in exporting terror billions of dollars. And he sent a bunch of it in the middle of the night in all different types of currencies and tried to defend it. Can you imagine if Donald Trump today sent hundreds of millions of dollars in various currencies to a rogue regime? Do you think they would be issuing articles of impeachment right now about that? But that's what Barack Obama did. Presidential, huh? Presidential is making a decision that says 150 people's lives, potential lives lost, is not worth shooting down a drone. But you know what I will do? I'll send them a sign. I'll let them know things are very different. And he shut down their missile system. I want you to understand where we are today, because I want to talk about this strike against the general, the Quds general. I want you to understand what the significance of that strike was. Okay, he's dead. You heard about that yesterday. People talked about it all day, right? But what's the significance of it? Is it the fact that, we killed another high-level person? We always talk about killing another high-level person. It's bigger than that. But I want to take you back before we go and delve into this further. Trump warned them. He shut down their missile systems. No need to remove the nuclear football from unhinged Donald Trump, because he acted deliberately. Dare I say, presidential? Because Barack Obama didn't act presidential when he shipped money to terrorists. At the time, Fox News reported, President Trump struck back Monday at Iran by issuing hard-hitting financial sanctions against Supreme Leader Khomeini and his associates. They said this. They said, today's action follows a series of aggressive behaviors by the Iranian regime in recent weeks, include the shooting down of a U.S. drone. So this, folks, happened early on. This was back in the day. And everybody was expecting the unhinged Donald Trump to overreact, and he didn't. He did deliberate stuff. But what I want you to understand is, leading up to the moment where we killed this Quds general just the other day, I want you to understand how we got here. How a person who knows how to play chess, not checkers, understands the international game and what he was able to do. So I want to go back, and I know something about this because I've been dealing with a lot of Iranian expatriates through the NCRI, and I go to Paris every year for their big convention, and I know a lot about the inside. So I'm going to explain some of that to you today, how we got here. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, get your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that, overall, you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you feel like many of us?
All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day?
Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function.
Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Iran, Cuba, Venezuela, these countries are tiny compared to the Soviet Union. They don't pose a serious threat to us. Iran, they spend 1/100th of what we spend on the military. I mean, if Iran ever tried to pose a serious threat to us, They wouldn't stand a chance.
Hear, hear, at least under a real president and not a feckless, worthless one, as Barack Obama was. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. Let me show you. I want to play a clip of what Obama said about Iran after he became president. This was before. They're tiny. They're no big deal. What's the big deal? Russia's a bigger threat. Then, here's what he said afterwards.
Iran is a great threat. It has an illicit nuclear program. It supports terrorism across the regions and militias in Iraq.
Yeah. Now it was a grave threat. Supports terror, etc. Yet, Barack Obama gives them money. He gives them money. After telling us that they're a grave threat, he enters a nuclear deal with them. And then he gives them money, and he rationalizes it. He rationalizes it. Oh, it's no big deal. It wasn't payment for hostages. You remember this?
And one final point on this. It's now been well over a year since the agreement with Iran to stop its nuclear program was signed. And by all accounts, it has worked exactly the way we said it was going to work. You will recall that there were all these horror stories about how Iran was going to cheat and this wasn't going to work and Iran was going to get $150 billion to finance terrorism and all these kinds of scenarios. And none of them have come to pass. And it's not just the assessment of our intelligence community. It's the assessment of the Israeli military and intelligence community, the country that was most opposed to this deal, that acknowledges this has been a game changer and that Iran has abided by the deal and that they no longer have the sort of short-term breakout capacity that would allow them to develop nuclear weapons. So what I'm interested in is if there's some news to be made, why not have some of these folks who were predicting disaster say, you know what, this thing actually worked. Now that would be a shock.
I love forcing people to go back and listen to Barack Obama and the absolute BS. I wish we weren't on regular radio so I could actually say the word. The actual BS that this clown would try to sell the American public on. And thank the good Lord, thank God, that Donald Trump was willing to call this clown out on everything that he did. Somebody that's willing to challenge Barack Obama. He was an abject liar. It's what he was. He told us Iran was tiny, they weren't a threat. Then they became a threat. So he enters into a nuclear deal that he says they honored. Tells us that all of our clandestine agencies, and we know how they are, the CIA, the NSA, and the FBI, we know how they are based on what we've witnessed of them doing with Donald Trump. And don't go see Richard Jewell, because you'll get an idea of just how bad the FBI is. But under, he says, they verified that Iran's living up to it. The Israelis verified it. Nonsense. Netanyahu came out and said that Iranians are not living up to this deal, period. And for the record, everybody knows it. So then he gives them billions of dollars after telling us how dangerous they were. He gives them billions of dollars. Then he wants to come and he wants to rationalize everything. And Donald Trump is the only person in government who's really willing to call this clown out. Why? Because he's the affirmative action former black president? This guy gave us the worst foreign relations, and Iran is a perfect example of this. It isn't like you got to go, I mean, look at any country that we dealt with and tell me that America benefited. Name one. How dare you leftists to call this show 844-551-8255. For those of you who listen to my show, and you say, Kevin, you give out the number a lot. I do. Many of you call, tell me you like the show, blah, blah, blah. But let me tell you the real deal. No leftist is calling. They listen. I know they listen. Occasionally they'll send me a note. But they dare not call because they'll get their butts kicked. Anyway, here's Donald Trump talking about Barack Obama giving away money.
We will see what happens with Iran. We're very unhappy with Iran. They have not treated us with the kind of respect that they should be treating. They should have thanked Barack Obama for making that deal. They were gone. They were economically gone. He infused $100 to $150 billion into their economy. He gave them $1.7 billion in cash. And they should be thank you, President Obama. They didn't say that.
Welcome back, everybody. I want you to imagine for just a second as you listen to the Kevin Jackson Show. I want you to imagine if Donald Trump gave $100 to $150 billion to pick a rogue regime. Pick any country you want. What would the Democrats be saying? Now, we squeaked like, you know, we squealed like stuck pigs when Barack Obama gave Iran this much money, because we knew what it was about. Not only did he do that, you know what else he did? He released some of the most heinous criminals of Iran. I'm talking about war criminals, the worst people on the planet. He gave them back in a hostage exchange while giving Iran access to $100 to $150 billion. Recharge their batteries is what he did. I want any historian to look back at this time. I want any leftist that wants to argue this to please give me a call and explain to me how you can go to Iran being tiny, to Iran is a grave threat with nuclear capabilities, to negotiating a deal that you know failed, because, or you got some really bad information from your NSA and CIA. Then you give them $150 billion, give or take, ship billions of it in the middle of the night because you don't want the American public to know, give them back some of the most heinous criminals on the planet, and claim that they're being good citizens of the world. How do we go from tiny, grave, to, oh, we've got them in check, and let's go send them some money? Let me tell you how. When you don't care about America, that's how. That's what we're looking at here. Trump said Iran was economically gone. And as I told you guys, Donald Trump is big on fighting with our economy. So here's what he did back at the time when they shot down the drone. He says, we will deny the supreme leader and his office and those associated with him any access to key financial resources, which locked up billions of dollars of assets. So he undid part of what Barack Obama gave him. And along with that, Mnuchin said he's instructed that the president is instructed to sanction Iran's foreign minister. Short break.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA or store jumper cables in your vehicle or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As Second Amendment rights advocates are gathering in Richmond, Virginia, President Trump is tweeting that the Democratic Party of Virginia is working hard to take away your Second Amendment rights. In a tweet, the president is urging Virginia voters to vote for Republicans in 2020. The Democratic-led House and Senate in Virginia is working on a series of bills to tighten gun regulations. Lois is one of the several thousand gun owners protesting in downtown Richmond.
The Second Amendment is one that backs them all up. It gives the rest of them teeth. If the government takes your guns, what do you have left?
President Trump is on his way to Davos this week for the 50th annual meeting of the World Economic Forum. This year, the theme of the meeting is Stakeholders for a Cohesive and Sustainable World. The conference brings together 3,000 of the world's rich and powerful. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
In discussing Iran and the fact that we killed their generals, the people who started the mess in Iraq, which, by the way, we've got a whole series of problems in Iraq. We've got a government that's run amok. Why? Because it was run under Barack Obama. It's out of control. So Donald Trump is saying to the Iraqi people, we're going to protect you, but here's how we're going to do it. We're going to put Iran in check. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. So Donald Trump fights with the U.S. economy, but he understands how to strategically use the military. And that's what you're witnessing right now. But he set the stage for this long ago. See, you don't want to fight Iran, anybody, when they're at their top strength. You want to weaken them. You want to strengthen yourself, which is what we did, because Barack Obama decimated our military, made it gay, LGBT, made a bunch of sissies and punks out of the military, and Donald Trump said enough is enough, built back the U.S. military, and then started penalizing anybody involved with Iran. And here's what he did. He issued an executive order. An executive order. The Treasury Department at the time when this drone, when they shot down our drone, he says, any foreign financial institution that knowingly facilitates a significant financial transaction for entities designated under this executive order will be cut off from the U.S. financial system. Economic power, baby. If you're going to fight Iran, you want to weaken their infrastructure. You get them fighting each other. And that's what Trump has done over the last couple of years. I documented this a while back, the situation in Iran. And I wrote this. In all, during a period, there were 142 protests in cities across Iran. I want you to understand, this isn't a centralized protest. It isn't like, oh, it's in Baghdad. Mashhad, or it's in Tehran. It's in all across the provinces. 142. Go look at a map of Iran and you'll get what I'm talking about. Even more shocking, 8,000 Iranians were arrested, 50 killed by the regime. This was about a year ago, all right? February of 2018. In the southwest region of Iran, Arabs protested, get this, I want you to understand what's happening here. They protested about the regime. Now, the protests were stamped out by the regime. Iran responded and says, we're going to stop this. They stopped the media and all this. Now, we were getting inside information. But a month later, in March of 2018, farmers in Isfahan protested over water. Water. Essentially, water that flowed to the farmers for generations had been dammed by the elitists who were put in power. Water is a big deal. I mean, you don't think about it until it becomes a political issue. But the Republican Guard essentially diverted the water that was from the largest salt lake, and that lake dried up to 5% of its levels. We had a picture of it on the website at the time. A restaurant recently at the time had advertised to dishwashers, to hire dishwashers, and with unemployment, over 35% with under 30-year-old Iranians, 150 people applied for a dishwasher job. But that's not what was surprising. What was surprising is 30 of the 150 people had PhDs. Even more telling about the economy, folks, had to do with its currency. Because in the 2018, the early part of 2018, the real traded at about 35,000 to 1 U.S. dollar. After that, it went to 60,000 to 1 U.S. dollar. Then it went to 70,000 to 80,000 and quickly to 100,000 U.S. dollars. It dropped essentially two-thirds of its value during the time of Trump. It recovered a bit. But, I mean, I don't even know. I'm curious, honestly, to know what it is right now because it's got to have taken a hit. So, just to recap, in that four-month period, the real had lost, 65% of its value, most of the devaluation coming over a couple of weeks, and it was an acceleration. And goods and services in Iran shot up, but I think at the time we were told a thing of eggs was like $100, a carton of eggs. So all this was brewing. Donald Trump was slowly, he put in sanctions, he warned the world. Let me tell you how bad it got. It got so bad, I think we talked about this, Mercedes-Benz said, many German companies go, we're pulled out. We are not doing anything in Iran anymore. This is very, progressive Germany under Merkel. And Mercedes said, if you have a Mercedes in Iran, we no longer honor the warranty. We aren't even doing warranty work in your country. They wanted it clear to the president of the United States, a real one, we're not doing business. And then a host of other big German companies said no. The Saudis said, we will not. They came out and publicly said, we will not do business with Iran. The many companies in Europe figured it out. And Donald Trump he used the American economy. He says, look, make a choice. If you want to do business with Iran, go for it. But let me tell you this. You won't be doing business with us. I want you to remember, folks, when Iran intimidated the United States and the rest of the world. When we had a useless stooge at the helm. The guy that said they're tiny. And then came back and called them a grave threat. But now, Iran is in a no-win situation. They deal with a master negotiator who knows how to play his cards. He warned the Islamic Republic of impending sanctions. He even tweeted about it. He says, I'll reimpose these sanctions. Barack Obama's gone. He pulled us out of that nuclear agreement. He says it was ineffective at stopping Iran from obtaining a nuclear weapon. In the long term, it failed to address its pervasive terrorist support throughout the Middle East. In other words, Iran is still doing the same things that it's doing. The only thing now is it's playing us for fools as it builds a nuclear program. And on November the 5th, the United States, this was 2008, the United States reimposed sanctions that were lifted as part of that nuclear deal. And it had, Iran's energy industry, shipbuilding, shipping, and banking. And that's what led to where we are right now. Donald Trump crippled Iran. And it's going to get far worse. I predicted this. I told everybody. In July of 2018 is when Donald Trump put Iran on its radar. It would have come sooner, but he was being heckled by the media. And he was fighting what Evan Sayed correctly called the culture war. We had a president who was a wartime president fighting the culture war inside of the United States. Then, right after that, if you guys don't remember, this was July of 2018, When this all came to a head, Iran begged for a meeting. They begged for a meeting. And so, this is all the
the breadcrumbs leading up to where we are now. And as I said earlier, I'm going to follow their currency because follow the money, as the saying goes. U.S. sanctions, November the 5th. Toughest ever punitive measures, Donald Trump said, for the corrupt regime in Tehran. He called it what it was. Says Iran was not the same country it was when we started almost 2 years ago. This is in 2018. Iran is a much different country since I terminated that deal. That was one of the most ridiculous deals ever made by any country at any time. The Iran nuclear deal. Very serious sanctions. And a brilliant strategy. Brilliant. Donald Trump started attacking Iran from the moment he entered this presidency. He knew he was getting us out of the Iran nuclear deal. He knew that we would start building up the military so we could deal with these clowns. He knew what our cyber capabilities were to weaken Iran. And biggest of all, the biggest weapon America possesses, our economy, he then put through the gauntlet down and said, you can do business with Iran or you can do business with the United States. Take your pick, but pick your poison, baby, because if you don't do business with us, you're going to be in trouble. And people responded. He then vowed to go after terror, and he says, I will chase ISIS off the face of the earth. He says, I will bomb them into oblivion, along those lines. And what did he do? He started doing it. And if the media and the Holly weirdos and other leftists and the Democrats left him alone to do his job, the world would be a much safer place. And by the way, it is even with them still attacking the man. Trump signaled to the world early on that he would not take the sovereignty or the protection of the United States and its citizens or its allies lightly. It's a serious world. It needs serious people. By the way, people who pay their bills, NATO. It needs partners who are really willing to do something and not go behind our backs.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Exclusive interview. President Obama told ABC's Bob Woodruff that apologizing for the burning of Qurans was the right move and has improved U.S.-Afghan relations.
Calm things down. We're not out of the woods yet. But my criteria in any decision I make, getting recommendations from the folks who are actually on the ground, is what's going to best protect our folks and make sure that they can accomplish their mission.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. I love listening to Obama and then, you know, thinking about what he said in retrospect and then, you know, applying it to real life. Do you think Barack Obama really cared about American citizens? You burn some Qurans. Bibles get burned all the time. The American flag gets burned. Does Barack Obama apologize to Christians for the burning of Bibles or the banning of Bibles or the burning of the flag? Does he apologize? No. He says nothing but burn a Quran. And he, well, you know, it's what's best for people on the ground. Unbelievable. God, I'm so glad this guy is gone. I don't care how people remember me or whether you remember this radio show or whatever. I will go down in history as a guy that said, if you want to give me a competent black man as a president, I'm all for it. There is nothing inside of me that never believed America would have a black president. But I didn't think we would elect a fool. I didn't think we would elect a clown. Oh, Kevin, respect the office. I do respect the office. I respect the office enough to tell you, we elected a fool and a clown in the name of Barack Obama. All because Americans wanted to feel good about, oh, we finally got our black president. We don't have to feel guilty. You didn't have to feel guilty before you elected Barack Obama. There is nothing to feel guilty about with this country. Nothing. He emboldened rogue regimes. He financed them, specifically Iran, billions of dollars so they could continue to spread terrorism around the globe and pursue a nuclear program. And then came Trump. Feel like I need to sing the theme song to Maude. And then came Maude. Yeah, you youngsters don't even know who Maude is. B. Arthur. The recent attack on the U.S. Embassy in Iraq had all the hallmarks of Iran's handiwork, and President Trump had hard words for the mullahs when it happened. Iran's theocratic leadership had massive internal problems, and Donald Trump was well aware of it. Why? Because over the past 3 years, he's the one who created it. I told you guys, protests all over that country, from Mashhad to Kermanshah. Look at a map of Iran and you'll see what I'm talking about. From the east to the west, from the north to the south, hundreds of protests. They began with just protesting against the regime, saying, why are you spending all this money in Syria when people are starving? Then it went to the farmers who said, where's our water? Then it became ideological. We don't want you. We don't like your theocratic government. We want Western ways. And while these protests, people are giving their lives, folks, over this right now. Anyway, a big portion of the population in Iran is under the age of 35. Most of them, not most, but big chunks of them, swaths of them are out of work. I talked earlier, PhDs looking for dishwashing jobs. But they want out of this thing. But the mullahs try to maintain control with iron fists. Trump devalued their currency by essentially with these sanctions that he did in back in November 2018. And he's crippled the economy. And I'm going to look and see what the real is at. But I'm telling you, they're suffering. Under Trump, things are dramatically different in that country. The money source has dried up. President Trump clarified the U.S. position on dealing with Iran a while back. He says, do so at your own economic peril. You'll do business with America or you'll do business with Iran, but you will not do business with both. So Iran found itself backed into a corner and they poked the tiger. They did what North Korea did, stirring trouble in Iraq. The difference between North Korea and Iran is North Korea doesn't have the financial wherewithal to ship terror all around the world. And I dare anybody to come and argue with me since the 1980s how much terror exploded in the decade of the 90s and particularly in the year 2000 and beyond. How many terror attacks in the name of Islam, in the name of some, you know, rogue, you know, Middle Eastern nonsense have there been? It went from being dozens in a decade to being thousands every year. And it can tie, you can tie right back to Iran. So President Trump responded. What'd he do? An airstrike. Killed the top Iranian official, General Qasem Soleimani. They claim, oh, we don't know who dropped the bomb. Oh, they knew who dropped the bomb. You start mess with us in Iraq with the help of the Iraqi government. Oh, by the way, we'll deal with them too. And you think we're not going to do anything? You've got American citizens trapped on sovereign American land. Hey, leftists, let me explain to you when I say sovereign American property. Our embassy is United States soil in a foreign land. We don't let anybody bother embassies over here, so why would they bother them there? You want to know why? because of Barack Obama, because of Benghazi. The word is out on the street, attack an embassy. See what they do. We're under the worthless President Barack Obama, who was at a Jay-Z party, and Hillary Clinton was, I don't know, probably somewhere in using her liquor license. And here's people fighting for their lives, friends of mine like Chris Peranto and others, fighting for their lives, protecting people. Well, Donald Trump said, not on my watch. He deployed 750 troops. I don't know what else we did. It's probably classified. But I'll say, tell you this. There was a show of force in Iran that said, you jack with our people and watch what happens. Iran wanted the gauntlet thrown down. They received their New Year's present. Donald Trump responded. And I'm going to tell you something, folks. I'm proud. I'm proud to be an American. I mean, I've never not been proud to be an American. But my pride of being an American under Donald Trump is huge. It's on steroids. This is a man saying, you jack with an American anywhere in the world and we will get you. We're coming for you. Iran's in no position to fight the United States. The military has been decimated. Their population is in no position to fight. And if the United States wants to fight Iran, wants to strike, we can do it with impunity. Let me tell you something. When Donald Trump, they shot down the drone, I talked about it earlier, and Donald Trump's response was a cyber attack and more sanctions. I want you to understand what he was saying to Iran. He was saying, when I want to shut you down and beat you up, I'll do it. I don't know if I put things in fighter metaphor, but it's like Donald Trump knowing he can beat you up. But he says, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to beat you up a little bit, tie you up, put you on a tree, and I'm going to use you as a punching bag. That's what he said to Iran 2 years ago when they shot down that drone. I think it was 2018. And he gave a cyber attack to shut down their military. Then what do? We did a strike. This one in Iraq. Given that most leftists, folks, worship the total military incompetence of Barack Obama, one can only imagine their spin. Trump is a warmonger. It's going to be something like that. They hate this man for protecting this country. They wonder why Trump would dare protect sovereign American land or American people in our embassies. Why not just let them die like Obama and Hillary did on 9/11? Then they'd make up some idiotic excuse for why America has failed. Democrat leadership would ask the country, why didn't you tell us you were going to bomb Iran? And Trump would say this if I were him, why would I fraternize with the enemy? So Iran has a decision. They asked for a war. Trump gave it to them. And the smart move is for them to take their punishment, beg for a seat at the negotiation table. Trump hasn't rebuilt America's military for shiggles, and he's prepared to use it. And unlike other American presidents, when Trump starts a project, he finishes it. But I got a few things you could ask yourself. What are the next steps based on the information that I know coming from Iran? I don't know, but I know this. The world better understand the timing of these strikes, the internal turmoil inside of Iran. In other words, why did the president decide to strike now? Lindsey Graham has alluded more strikes against Iran may come. And he said, if I worked in an oil field, I would probably look for another job. I don't know if he's tipping his hand on that one, but we'll see.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.